弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经的道理。当神不回答的时候。
And tonight, let us study the topic of when God does not answer as our mutual encouragement for tonight.
我们在人生的事情上呢，很多时候我们会求问神啊。希望神给我们指示我们的下一步该怎么做。
In our lives, many times we would inquire of the Lord and ask Him to show us a way.
但是我们一定会有经历，一个时候是好像神都没有回答我们。
And sometimes we may experience that God does not answer to our requests.
那当我们祷告，当我们读圣经，当我们询问其他人的意见都没有答案的时候，我们怎么办呢？
When we pray, or when we read the Bible, or when we ask other brothers and sisters without an answer, what should we do?
我们会不会觉得很绝望？然后我们会用自己的方法去找另外的途径，希望能够得到指示。
Do we feel it's hopeless, and we will use our own ways in order to find a solution for ourselves?
还是一直跟随耶稣，然后等候主耶稣基督，然后来反省自己，希望能够得到神的怜悯，得到指示。
And or we would continue to wait for the Lord and reflect on ourselves and wait for His instructions and directions.
我们现在请看撒母耳记上第二十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 28.
撒母耳记上二十八章。
First Samuel chapter 28.
今天晚上从扫罗，他竟然去求问这个被鬼就是去找一个交鬼的妇人来寻求答案的这个故事我们来谈一谈，我们应该要注意的。
So today, we will use the story of Saul consults a medium as a warning or a lesson for ourselves.
二十八章一开头的时候就说是非利士人他们聚集军里要跟以色列人打仗。
In the beginning of chapter 28, it happens that the Philistines gathered their armies together for war against Israel.
那个时候大卫逃避扫罗，他投奔加特王亚吉去了，他人就在非利士地。
And at the time, David tried to flee.From Saul, and he was residing on the land of Philistine.
这个时候，扫罗再一次的面对这个非利士大军的侵略，那他现在不知道怎么办。
And so at this time, Saul once again faced attacks from the Philistines, and he does not know what to do.
过去他当王他身边有大卫的时候，他就派大卫出去征战。那个非利士人就被打败了。
When he had David on his side, he would send out David, and David would fight against Philistine and win the war.
但是现在大卫他竟然跑到非利士人的境地去了。
But now David is at the boundaries within the land of Philistines.
第三节特别说撒母耳也死了。
And verse 3 also says that Samuel had died.
那众人把他埋葬，所以扫罗他也没有办法再请撒母耳来求问神了。
And the people of Israel buried him, and people no longer can inquire of Samuel.
那第三节特别提到扫罗过去曾经下一个命令说，不允许国内有交鬼的和行巫术的人。
And in verse 3, also mentioned that in the past, Saul had put the mediums and the spiritists out of the land.
那是因为当他们需要求问神的时候，一定是到撒母耳那边去，借着祭司来求问得到神的指示。
Because at the time, when they need to inquire of the Lord, they would go to the priest or go to Samuel in order to find the answer.
那显然呢？在以色列百姓当中，一定有一些人呢，他们也受到迦南人的影响，他们有很多 啊，这个借着交鬼的人来求问、得到指示的、一个做法。
So at the time, there could be some Israelites were affected by the Canaanites, where they would inquire things from the mediums and the spiritists.
这个交鬼的跟行巫术的，自古以来在各民族都有。
And since the ancient time, there are many mediums and the spiritists within different cultures.
那所以在百姓当中呢，他们现在也有一些人。他们违反了律法的规定，就成为行邪术的，以交鬼的。
So among the people, there are some, they did not obey the commandments, and they themselves become the mediums or the spiritists.
那有人在做，表示有需求，就是有市场才会有供给，所以一定有百姓也是会借这个方式来求问，来求问他们所想要知道的事情，通常都是未来的事。
And so when there is demand of these things, and therefore there will also be supplies where people will become mediums and spiritists.
那扫罗他下这个命令其实是按照律法所规定的。
And Saul sends out this order in the form of a commandment.
那表示说百姓他们偏离神的律法的时候，扫罗他知道要让百姓敬畏神，所以他特别以王的身份下命令不可以，不可以做这种事，或者就会被处死。
So therefore, Saul realized that this is against the commandments of the Lord. Therefore, he used the status of his kingship to order all the people to follow this law.
因为在《生命记》第十八章第九节开始就特别说明了神对有关于行邪术的跟交鬼的。这方面的教导。
In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 and onwards, it also talks about that people should not have any relationship with witchcrafts.
那个第九节，十八章第九节特别说，这个就是神眼中看为可憎恶的事。
And verse 9 says, these are
abomination
of the Lord.
这个就是如果是行邪术的啦。关照的啦，交鬼的啦，那个就是跟这个邪灵打交道的任何什么事情，都是神所厌恶的。
Such as practicing witchcrafts or soothsayers or interpret omens or sorcerer, or any of these are abomination to the Lord.
第十二节特别说，凡行这些事的都要为神所憎恶因为因那些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以神主你的神将他们从你们面前赶出了。
Verse 12, for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you.
第13节说要在神面前做完全人。
Verse 13 says, you shall be blameless before the Lord your God.
也就是说不能够去做那个神所憎恶的事情。
So that means you cannot do anything that is an abomination to the Lord.
因为神的选民是要归神做圣洁的国民神说我不允许你们这样做。
Because God's people is the holy nation of the Lord, and therefore He does not allow His people to do this.
所以扫罗当时候他会在全国下命令说不可以有行邪术的，基本上就是在重申神律法的规定而已。
And therefore, when Saul ordered the people not to have any relationship with the mediums or the spiritists, that's just to we emphasize the law of God.
那表示扫罗自己本身他对神的律法也很清楚。
And we can also say that Saul himself is very familiar with the law.
撒母耳记上二十八章的第四节，这里特别提到非利士人他们在苏念安营，扫罗在基利伯安营两军对峙。
And verse 4 says, when the Philistines gathered together and came.And encamped at Shunem, so Saul gathered all Israel together, and they encamped at Gilboa.
这个时候并没有记载说他们军力到底差了多少。
And in here, it did not record what is the difference between the two armies.
但是第五节特别说，那个扫罗看见非利士的军旅就惧怕，心中发战。
But in verse 5, it mentioned that when Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart trembled greatly.
也就是说，事实上，扫罗他到这个时候，啊，因为神的灵已经离开他，他现在面对很多困难的时候，他都觉得很恐惧的。
Because at this time the Spirit of God had already left Saul, and therefore when he encountered anything, he would feel afraid.
他一再的啊去啊做一些不该做的事情，成为一个糊涂人啊。他所做的连一般的人都觉得不可思议的错误。
He became the foolish man and repeatedly commit sins that God does not allow people to do.
所以在这种情况下，我们就知道扫罗他对神的信心呢，基本上已经跌到谷底了。
And so we can see that the faith of Saul have already go down to the bottom.
他对他自己本身更没有信心了。
And he himself also has no faith toward himself.
所以他现在面对敌人，他的反应就是很害怕。他说心中发颤，表示他是非常的恐惧的。
So when he faced the enemies, he was greatly afraid and trembled.
真的对他的这一场战役，他一点都没有把握了。
At this battle, he had no chance of winning.
也不知道要怎么去面对他。
And he also does not know how to face this battle.
第六节特别说，他当时候还想到要求问神。
And verse 6, it says that he still wants to inquire of the Lord.
但是神都不回答他了。
But the Lord does not answer.
那神不回答他，我们都知道为什么了。
And we know the reason why the Lord did not answer him.
因为在这个时候，那个神已经给扫罗非常非常多的机会。
Because up until this time, God had already given Saul many opportunities.
但是他竟然都没有任何的改变呢。
But yet he did not have any change.
所以在这个极难的时候，他求问神，神就不讲话。
Therefore, at this tribulation, when he inquired of the Lord did not speak.
所以他在很绝望的时候呢，他第七节就说：“哎，他就跟他臣仆说，找一个交鬼的妇人，我要去问他。”
In hopelessness, Saul said to his servant, "Find me a woman who is a medium."
然后这个仆人就跟他说，在允多尔有一个交鬼的妇人啊，跟他介绍了这个妇人啊，让他求问。
And so his servant said to him, "In fact, there is a woman who is a medium in Endor."
我们就看到说，其实扫罗这个时候就好像一个人，他陷在绝境当中，他真的不知道前面怎么走了。
So we can see that he is in great hopelessness, and he does not know what he need to do.
所以这个时候呢，他竟然违反他自己所下的命令，他现在要去求问交鬼的妇人。
And so at this time, he even disobeyed his own law and tried to find a medium for himself.
走到这个地步，对扫罗来说真的是非常的不堪，真的是啊，他真的是很可怜的。
At this stage, we can see that it is very pitiful for him.
因为他不知道明天怎么办。
Because he does not know what he need to do tomorrow.
好了，但是他现在竟然想到这个方法。
And now he has this method.
那表示，其实如果我们查一下那个允多尔这个地点哈
，If we research the location of Endor，
因为从扫罗他扎营的这个基利坡这个地方，如果从他基利坡他扎营的这个地点要到允多尔去，要怎么去的
？And if we also research the location where they encamped at Gilboa， and we can try to see how far the distance between Gilboa and Endor.
最直接的路就是从敌营中穿过去啊，最近的。
The most direct way is to actually go through the camp of his enemy.
但是过去那还得了，所以扫罗他只好绕道而行。
But he cannot do so. Therefore, he went to another route.
所以他实际上是从敌营那个他们在苏念扎营的这个。那个山的后面哈，绕过去，走了差不多要十迈的距离，才能够到隐多尔这个地方去见这个叫鬼的妇人。
So he had to go around the mountain in Shunem and walk about 10 miles in order to arrive indoor.
所以他其实要去找这个交鬼妇人，也要经过一番努力，他要冒险的。
So in order to see this medium, he has to take time and challenges on the road.
但是扫罗他还是做这个选择，所以他就改变了他的打扮，然后带了两个仆人啊，就连夜跑去见这个交鬼的妇人。
Yet he still decided to make this choice and disguise himself and put on other clothes and went along with his two servants.
我们就看到这里这个交鬼的妇人，他当时候应该也是很多人都知道的，很出名的。
And we can also see that this story here is a very famous story.
因为就是这个妇人的这个所做的事啊，应该是很出名的，所以很多人都知道嘛。
And so this what this medium did is also very famous.
啊，所以表示说，那百姓当中有很多人想要去知道，通常会找这个交鬼的，通常都要知道未来发生什么事情，比如算命啊，预测未来有什么发展啊。
And usually, a person wants to inquire of the medium is to seek what would happen in the future.
你看我们今天这个社会也是很多人想要去算命啊，用各种方式想要预测未来，我要读什么学校，找什么工作，有什么对象。以后住哪里、啊、好多想要知道 的未来的事。
And in our society today, many people also go to fortune tellers to try to seek their own fortune of the future, to see whether what kind of school they would go to, or what kind of job, or what kind of couples that they can marry.
啊，这个有些人哦，专门用科学上的统计数字去预测这个。有时候人把它当作一种学问在研究的。
And some people use statistics in order to project the probability of how they can achieve their own goal.
但是通常算命的绝大部分都跟这个灵有关系。
But majority of the time, fortune teller has to do with the spirit.
那这就是为什么在生命记里面那里神特别禁止说不可以跟这些跟邪灵有关系的任何事情有教导。
That is why in Deuteronomy God forbidden his people to do all these things.
对我们信徒来说，我们知道我们的未来是掌握在神的手上。
As a member of the church, we know that our future is in the hands of God.
我们不必因为好奇想要知道还没有发生的事情，然后去借着其他的方式来预测。
We don't need to be too curious aboutour own future and try to seek an answer from someone.
所以其实我们如果真的在跟随主的人，我们应该不会犯这个错误。
Those who follow God should not have committed this kind of mistake.
但是在我们周围的朋友当中，有人他们不是这样想的。
But sometimes among our friends, they may not think the same way.
他们认为说，你先知道一下，你可以做准备，有什么不好呢？
They would feel that it would actually be better that you know a little bit more about your future so that you can prepare.
但是因为他们不信神，所以他们不知道，其实人的所有的一切都已经被神安排的，神都知道了。
But because they do not believe in God, what in our future have already been planned by the Lord.
而且也只有神才真的知道。
And only God truly know.
但是人不信神的时候，就会想出很多的方法，想要来，是不是能够避免一些不好的事情，能够多得到一些好处。
But when people do not believe in God, they will use their own way in order to find things that would benefit themselves.
那接下去我们如果看从撒母耳记上28章第8节开始呢？
So if we read First Samuel chapter 28 verse 8,
那这个就是圣经给我们一个很重要的去辨别这个灵界事情的一个事件。
And this is an incident that we need to understand how to distinguish the things of the spirit.
我们可以看出这个邪灵是怎么样借着人的无知来愚弄人的。
We can see how demons tricked people. In their own way.
特别是当人是很绝望的时候。
Especially when men are in great distress.
那这个时候，其实圣经记录 这件事情这么详细呢，是要留给我们一个见解。
Why did the Bible have such a detailed description is so that it can be a lesson for us?
因为有时候我们看说，哎，这个事情所预测的好像很准啊。
So what is being prophesied seems to be very accurate.
从第九节开始呢。
Starting from verse 9.
那有一些基督徒认为说，哎，这个撒母耳是真的撒母耳。
Some Christians believe that this Samuel is really the true Samuel.
好，我们读第八节了哈。
Let's read verse 8.
扫罗跟这个妇人说哈。求你用交鬼的法术将我所告诉你的死人为我召上来。
And Saul said, please conduct a sentence for me and bring up for me the one I shall name to you.
那妇人你看她其实上是很记得王所下的命令，所以她不敢。
And the woman, she remembered the law of the king, and therefore she did not dare to do it.
哦，因为第九节他说，如果做这种事，最后会被处死。
And in verse 9, she said that if I do this, then I will surely die.
第十节，扫罗跟他说啊，不会，你不会死的。
And verse 10, Saul swore to her, saying that you will not die.
好，那因为这个时候妇人还不知道扫罗真正的身份呢。
And because at that time the woman did not know the true identity of Saul.
第十一节，妇人说：“那我为你招谁上来呢？”回答说：“为我招撒母耳上来。”
Verse 11. Then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up to you?" And he said, "Bring up Samuel for me."
第十二节，那个妇人看见撒母耳，就大声呼叫，对扫罗说：“你是扫罗，为什么欺哄我呢？”
Verse 12. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice, and the woman spoke to Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul."
哦，那。这一节第十二节这里啊，在其实是一本就是希伯来文翻成希腊文的啊这个圣经呢，他是说妇人看见扫罗了。
And, in some of the, in the original text, it actually records that the woman saw Saul.
啊，然后就大声叫哈。
And so she cried loud.
但是我们现在的中文跟英文圣经都是翻成。妇人看见撒母耳，就是这个死人出来出现了。
But in English translation as well as Chinese translation, they both interpret that the woman saw Samuel.
那这个时候，这个妇人就明白说：“哎，你是扫罗，你怎么会骗我呢？你怎么骗我
？”And so
做这种事。
That is why the woman she recognized that why have you deceived me because you are Saul.
这个妇人是怎么样去了解扫罗真正的身份的？
How did this woman be able to recognize the identity of Saul?
圣经没有写，不过很有可能因为扫罗跟撒母耳的关系呢，让这个妇人马上联想到会叫撒母耳的一定跟扫罗有关系。
But because the Bible did not record any of this, but we can think that the person that will inquire of Samuel must have something to do with Saul.
因为扫罗是撒母耳所膏的王啊。
Because Saul is being was anointed by Samuel.
扫罗他其实你看在撒母耳的心中很重要的。
In the heart of Samuel, Saul was a very important person.
当神跟撒母耳说神已经厌弃扫罗当王的时候，你看撒母耳是整夜的为扫罗在哀求神，求神能够原谅的。
When God was very displeased with the things that Saul did, and Samuel, he was very saddened, and he tried to pray for Saul.
那所以百姓都知道扫罗跟撒母耳的关系了。
And the people also know about the relationship.Of Saul and Samuel.
那这个时候，你看第十三节说，王就对妇人说：“不要惧怕，你看见了什么？”妇人对扫罗说：“我看见有神从地里上来。”
Verse 13, and the king said to her, "Do not be afraid. What did you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth."
那这个 spirits 是复数的哈。spirit 单数哈 ，spirit 哈，那中文把它换成神了。
In the Chinese translation, it translated.
因为其实灵跟神这个在希伯来文的时候常常是复用的。
In God and Spirit in the original text,
可以这样用
了。Interchangeable.
哦，所以他把它翻成有神从，应该是有灵从地里上来，对的。
And so, we can say that there is a spirit or God ascending out of the earth.
那表示这个灵是从地里出现的，那现在是成为像撒母耳的形状。
And so, the spirit ascending out of the earth and into a form of Samuel.
十四节扫罗就说他是什么样的形状？妇人就说有一个老人身穿长衣，然后扫罗知道是撒母耳，就屈身脸伏在地下拜。
And 14, so he said to her, "What is his form?" And she said, "An old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle." And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed down.
这个从地里上来这个人真的是撒母耳吗
？And is this spirit that ascending out of earth truly Samuel?
因为现在圣经都说是他是妇人看见撒母耳嘛。
And because what the Bible describes is that the woman saw Samuel.
第十二节、第十四节，扫罗好像听这个妇人描述完，知道说，哎，知道也是撒母耳。
And from the description of the woman described, and how she said that she saw Samuel, and Saul recognized that.It is a Samuel.
接下来第十六节那里就这个就是他们的对话啊。
And starting verse 16 and onwards, it is their conversation.
哦，因为十五节撒母耳跟扫罗说：“你怎么会搅扰我？叫我上来做什么
？”And because verse 15, it says, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?"
啊，那时候你看扫罗就跟他对话，就是说，因为非利士人来攻击我，神也离开我。然后神也不回答我，所以我就只好请你上来指示我当怎么行呢
？And so the conversation begins with, because God does not answer my prayer, and I do not know what to do, and therefore I call you up from the earth.
那接下来呢？第十六节，撒母耳就说：“哦，他接下来讲的这句话，神已经离开你。”以你为敌，你何必再问我呢？他所讲的好像就是一个事实，曾经发生过的。
And so 16, Samuel says, "So why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? Seeing it seems that it is already a reality to Saul."
因为后来他所讲的话好像真的是这样发生了。
Because whatever he said,
似乎是对的了。
Seems to be correct.
但其实如果我们仔细看呢？在这一段里面，其实就是一个迷惑。
But in fact, if we study it deeply, we can see that there is a deceit.
这个就是为什么说魔鬼他是迷惑列国的。
That is why we say that a demon deceives all the nations.
其实，如果我们看神立撒母耳做先知之后
，and after God appointed Samuel to be the priest.
那当先知。
To be the prophet.
那神要跟百姓讲的话，就透过撒母耳去传讲，每一句话都应验的。
So, what Samuel says would always be,
他的讲话都应验的。
Will always be true.
那撒母耳是服侍神的人呢。
And Samuel is a person that served the Lord.
但是我们看现在这个妇人。他是在教鬼的。
But we can see that this woman is a medium.
撒母耳怎么会去听这个教鬼的妇人的话，然后由他来差遣呢
？Why would Samuel listen to this woman and being called by her？
好，所以这个从地里上来这个灵绝对不会是撒母耳的。
So this spirit ascending from earth will never be Samuel.
因为现在是这个妇人说来，就要那这个灵就来了。那妇人结束就叫他去，他就走了，是要听这个妇人差遣的。
Because this woman will call this spirit, and the spirit will come. And when she says, "Go," then the spirit will go, and everything the Spirit will listen to the women.
好，那现在这个在第啊第十五节哈啊是第十四节嘛
？So let's read verse 14.
哦，从第十三节说从地里上来了哈。这个灵是从地里上来的。
Verse 13 it says the Spirit ascending out of the earth.
我们知道，当我们人如果离世的时候，其实我们的灵是回到神那边去的。
We know when we died, our spirit will be ascended to heaven.
我们的灵绝对不会离开神的。
Our spirit will never leave from the Lord.
因为当我们人离世的时候，我们肉体归于尘土，我们的灵就回到世灵的神那里去。
Once we died, our spirit will go to heaven with God.
是神是住在天上的。
And God lives on heaven.
所以我们看到神的降临都是从天而降的。
So when we see God, He will always descend down from heaven.
但是魔鬼是住在地上。
And yet a devil, a demon, may live on the earth.
最后的归宿是在阴间，是在地狱里面的。
The last destination of Satan will be in hell.
所以这个上与下之间呢，就看出属神的跟属魔鬼的是截然不一样的。
Therefore, between heaven and earth, we can see a clear distinction between God and devil.
哦，那这个时候，这个交鬼的妇人说，哎，他认出来，哎，他这个人就是撒母耳。
So this medium recognized that this is the spirit is Samuel.
其实这个妇人她也没有说这个人是撒母耳啊。
And actually, the woman did not. Clearly say that she saw Samuel.
因为他只是说，我看到有一个灵从地里上来之后，扫罗就问他说，他是怎么样形状的
？And because woman said to Saul, I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth, and Saul asked her, what is his form?
那妇人就说，他是一个老人，身穿长衣啊。
And this woman said, an old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle.
那这个时候，扫罗才说，哦，他是撒母耳，是扫罗自己说的。
And that is why Saul perceived that it was Samuel.
但其实你看撒母耳他当然他是年老的时候离世的没有错。
And we know that Samuel died of an old age.
但是当撒母耳离世的时候啊，百姓为他哀哭，被他埋葬之后，他其实就回到神那边去了。
And when Samuel died, people lamented for him, and his spirit ascended to heaven.
当一个人他那个啊。这个就好像我们今天如果死了复活以后哈，像主耶稣复活之后，那个门徒看到的主耶稣哈，并不是一个很憔悴的像老人一样的。主耶稣基督了。
When Lord Jesus he died and resurrected, his form was not like an old man.
你看主耶稣他三十多岁，看起来像五十多岁的老人一样。
And we know that, Lord Jesus at the age of 33, he would look like a 50 years old.
但是当主耶稣复活以后
，But when he resurrected,
哎，他这个身，他的那个形象是荣耀的形象。
His form is a form of glory.
但是他的门徒都看得出来的。
His disciples were able to recognize.
啊，所以一个复活的灵体，它基本上并不是说我们人死去的时候是什么样子，然后你在复活的时候就是那个样子。
So this special body will not be the same as how you, lastly, you how you died on earth.
啊，所以这个时候，哎，这个扫罗啊，他就直接的说，哎，那这个应该是撒母耳。
And so that's Saul. He immediately said that this was Samuel.
啊，然后之后他就拜他。
And he worshiped. He bowed down.
那我们就知道这个地方，我们就看到其实这不会是撒母耳出现的。
So we can understand that Samuel would not appear at all.
然后接下去呢，第十五节，我们如果看撒母耳这个灵跟撒母耳跟扫罗的对话。
And so starting from verse 15 and onward, we can see the spirit's conversation with Saul.
那扫罗就回答说，因为哦，神他不问啊，不回答我的问题呢，所以我现在啊，只能够来找你哈。然后，请你指示我当怎么行呢
？And Saul said to him, "Because God does not answer, my prayer, therefore I inquire of you."
那我们看到这个时候，神如果不回答扫罗，那撒母耳绝对也不会回答他的。
So at this time, we've God does not answer Saul, the same thing Samuel would not answer to Saul.
因为撒母耳是神的仆人。
Because Samuel is a servant of God.
所以我们看到，如果是真的先知的话，他绝对不会逾越他所被赋予的使命。
A true servant would fulfill his duty.
那可是这个时候，从十六节开始，他好像讲的又像以前撒母耳自己所讲过的话一样。
But starting from 16, it seems like this spirit said the similar things as Samuel.
这是过去发生的事实。
This is what actually happened in the past.
但是到第十九节。
But starting verse 19.
好，他现在跟他说，神要把你交，跟你跟以色列人交在非利士人的手里。
And the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hands of the Philistines.
好，接下去他说，明日你和你众子必与我在一处了。
And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me.
然后神必将以色列的军兵交在非利士人手里。
The Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines.
好，所以这个地方，明日你和你的众子跟我在一处啊，我们看到这个地方啊所讲的这些啊信息呢，跟撒母耳他死亡之后所在的地方是不一样的。
And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. This message is the location is different from what Samuel had mentioned earlier.
撒母耳他死了之后是被神接回去的。
After Samuel died, he was brought to the Lord.
但是扫罗他被神离弃之后，他死亡之后他会去哪里
？But when Saul,
他的归宿在哪里
？Departed from God when he died, where would he go?
他的归宿啊，应该是跟扫罗不一样的。
And his destination would be different from Samuel.
所以这个地方很显然的是邪灵啊，他的话语。
And at this time, we can see that this is the words of the devil.
那他这里提到说，他讲的好像说很绝对，你的众子明日就跟我在一起的。
It seems like 都死了。It's very clear that tomorrow you and your sons will be with me.
但其实扫罗、哦、他接下去在面对非利士人的战役里面、哦、他是死了三个儿子。
In fact, when during the battle with the Philistines, his three sons died.
我们如果看第三十一章啊，这个战争最后的结果。
If we read chapter 31 and see the result of the battle,
第一节是说非利士人跟以色列人征战，以色列人在非利士人面前逃跑，在基利坡有被杀扑倒的。
31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa.
好，然后接下去我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
这样，扫罗和他三个儿子与拿他兵器的人以及跟随他人都一同死亡了。
So Saul, his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his men died together that same day.
好，那其实扫罗这次死了三个儿子，他还有一个儿子实际上被留下来的。
In fact, when his three sons died at this time, he still had one son left.
并不是扫罗所有的儿子都死了。
Not all his sons died.、
哦、所以在第小摩记下第二章呢，在第二章、第八节。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8,
这就记录了、哦、扫罗的儿子伊斯波设被留下来，后来被他的元帅、啊、把他立为王。
The Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and he was left.、
哦、所以这个灵所讲的话其实并不是真的。
And so what the spirit
并不是全然都正确了。
What the spirit said was not completely correct.
那如果我们从这个妇人把撒母耳叫上来之后，来扫罗再来问他说：“我现在去打仗的时候，要怎么样去面对这件事情来看？”
When the women call up the spirit and Saul asked him what he need to do in the battle.
那他扫罗自己说了：“我问之前问神，神不回答我。”
And Saul said himself that when he inquired of the Lord does not answer.
那现在神怎么有可能会再准许撒母耳来回答扫罗的求问呢？
How is it possible that Samuel would answer his request?
也就是说，撒母耳他是听神的指示的。
And in other words, Samuel listened to the commandments or the message of God.
神绝对不会这样子自己打嘴巴了。
And God would for sure not contradict himself.
不会，之前不回答他，之后再换一个人求问就回答他的。
And he would not answer him in the beginning and answer him later.
哦，所以其实我们从经文的分析就发现，这个从地理上的这个灵呢，基本上不是撒母耳的。
So from this analysis, we can see that this spirit ascending from the earth is actually not Samuel.
因为这个妇人是交鬼的，神自己定律法说不可以问求问交鬼的。神如果还是透过这个方式让扫罗来问到了撒母耳的话，那这个律法就白色了。
Because this woman is a medium and a sorcerer is prohibited by the law, and if God allowed the people to be able to receive answer from this medium, then this law would be useless.
所以我们从这个圣经里看，虽然他在经文里面在描述说是撒母耳在讲话的样子。
So from the description of the Bible, it seems like it is Samuel speaking.
但其实这个是灵里的迷惑。
But in fact, this is a deceiveness in the spirit.
那我们如果看结果，第二十八章的第二十节。
If we see the results of chapter 28 verse 20.
问完之后，撒母耳他猛然扑倒，扫罗猛然扑倒，他更害怕了。
And after he received the answer, immediately Saul fell full length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid.
哦，因为撒母耳的话很惧怕，一昼一夜没有吃什么，就毫无气力。
And because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day or all night.
那当时候扫罗他的表现呢，在第二十也特别说，这个妇人说看到扫罗极其惊恐。
And the reaction of Saul, the woman, was able to see that he was severely troubled.
就是看到这个跟这个邪灵打交道之后，最后的结果反而更惨。
And after a conversation with this spirit, the result is even more dreadful.
那所以扫罗，当他求问神，神不回答他的时候
，So when Saul inquired of the Lord and the Lord does not answer,
他去问了这个交鬼的妇人，其实他是自讨苦吃的。
When he asked this medium, he was asking for more trouble.
这个妇人对他一点都不能帮助的。
And this woman would not help him at all.
因为真正的帮助是从神来的。
Because the true help only can come from God.
如果我们看扫罗他的表现呢，他所做他的做法。
If we look at Saul's actions.
然后对照大卫他所写的诗篇。
And compared to the Psalms written by David.
一样是面对敌人，他不知道怎么办的时候。
When they face the same enemy and do not know what to do.
我们看诗篇第二十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm chapter 25.
这是一个非常重要的对比。
This is a very good comparison or contrast.
二十五篇的第一节说：“主啊，我的心仰望你。”
Verse 1, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
第二节，我的神啊，我素来倚靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧。
Verse 2, Oh my God, I trust in you, let me not be ashamed.
不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜。
Let not my enemy triumph over me.
凡等候你的必不羞愧。
Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed.
第四节，主啊，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我。
Verse 4, Show me your way, O Lord, teach me your path.
第五节说：“求你以你的真理引导我、教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。”
Verse 5, Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
你看，这个就是大卫他的心，他的心情。
This is the heart of David.
他是要求神把他的真用真理来引导他的。
He asked God to use his truth to guide him.
他说我终日等候神，我仰望神，我素来倚靠神。
I wait for you all day and then I would
等候神，倚靠神。
And I'll wait for you.
那第六节他说他求神的怜悯，求你纪念你的怜悯和你的慈爱，因为这是亘古以来所常有的。
Verse 6, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old.
第七节，求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯。
Verse 7, do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions.
所以你看，当大卫他在求问神，他同时在等候神，他也在求神施怜悯跟施慈爱。
And so we can see thatWhen David was waiting for the Lord, he also was seeking for God's mercy and kindness.
在神面前承认他的过错，求神赦免。
He also confessed his sins so that God can forgive.
然后求神能够按真理来指示罪人走正路。
And he also asked God to show his truth so that he can walk on the right path.
所以一个人在面对这个困境的时候。
So when a person is encountering a hopelessness,
所以真正需要的就是要求神指示我们真理。
What he truly needs is to ask God to show us the truth.
能够想到的是我们的罪让神不回答我们。
And what we can think of is that we should remember our own sins so that we can seek for forgiveness.
因为罪会让神跟人之间有一个障碍。
Because sin can have a boundary between us and God.
所以当我们有罪的时候，这个祷告就达不到神面前去了。
When we have sin, then our prayer would not be able to reach.
圣经有很多很多这样的经文在提醒我们。
There are many Bible passages that will remind us of this.
因为神的手臂不是变短了，而是上因为我们的罪的缘故。
God's arms did not shorten, it is because of our own sins.
所以我们当我们在祷告求神，但是好像神没有回答的时候，我们一定要反过来去想想我们自己。
So when we ask or inquire of the Lord and the Lord does not answer, we need to reflect on ourselves.
如果我们真的敬畏神的人，
If we truly fear God,
第十二节说，谁敬畏神，那神就会指示他当选择的道路。
Verse 12, who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses.
第十四节。
Verse 14,
神与敬畏他人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
所以今天我们其实是，如果能够成为一个敬畏神的人，我们一定会得到神的指示。
If we are a people that fear the Lord,then God will for sure show us the way.
神会把他的秘密跟我们分享。
He will share his secrets with us.
所以我们就知道我们应该选择什么道路了。
So that we will know which way we should choose.
所以敬畏神其实就是我们不管在什么情况底下都愿意遵守神的法则。
Fearing the law, it means that in any circumstances, we would follow the law.
你看扫罗他在顺境的时候，他愿意遵守神。
In good times, Saul he would obey the commandments of God.
当他在很困难的时候，他竟然违反他自己所讲的话。
But in tribulation, he would even disobey his own laws.
他甚至想要用这个交鬼的方式来得到指示。
He wants to consult a medium in order to find an answer for his question.
所以我们就看他之前在神面前的敬畏事实上是虚的。
So we can see that the fearing of the Lord that he had before is actually fake.
我们一定要记住一件事情。
We need to remember one thing.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter
29. 二十九章二十九节说：“隐秘的事是属于主我们的神的啊，唯有明显的事是永远属于我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。”二十九节。
二十九章二十九。
对。
So the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
这里说隐秘的事，就是以后会发生什么事情，这是神在控制的了。
The secret things means that the things that would happen in the future, this is controlled by the Lord.
这是神才会知道的，未来在神的手上。
Because the future is in the hand of the Lord, and only He knows.
明显的事情就是显露出来的事情是属我们的。
But things which are revealed, belong to us.
显露出来的事情就是神他给我们的律法，他告诉我们的命令。
What's revealed is the law and the commandments of God.
这些命令是永远属我们，就是神告诉我们，让我们知道，就是要让我们永远可以遵行。
These things will belong to us forever, so that we can follow them.
当我们遵行的时候，我们就能够得到神的指示。
When we follow them, then we will receive the direction of God.
神的这些话语就是要让我们永远能够得到一个，让我们可以永远遵行，然后得到他的指示，得到他的祝福。
The words of God is for us to follow forever, so that we can receive His direction.
神的这些律法并不是很奥秘的。
The law of God is not mysterious.
他是把他借着先知，借着他的仆人讲得很明白的。
And it is very clear through the prophecy of the prophets.
所以
and the priests.
这些律法不是离我们很远的。
And the law is not far away from us.
今天就在我们的面前。
It is in front of us today.
生命记三十章三十一第十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是你离你远的。
For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor it is far off.
第十二节说不是在天上啊。
And 12, it is not in heaven.
第十三节说不是在海外啊。
Verse 13, nor it is beyond the sea.
第十四节说这个话离你很近，就在你的口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
Verse 14, but the word is very near you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it.
所以今天神他事实上是把他的话语他的命令显露得很清楚，让我们都可以记住也可以遵行。
So today the words of God is revealed clearly so that we can all do it clearly.
如果我们愿意来遵行神的吩咐，
If we are willing to obey His commandments,
我们绝对不会落到像扫罗这样的下场。
We will not be the same as Saul.
我们也不会去走上扫罗他所犯的错误。
We will not walk on the path that Saul had experienced.
我们绝对不会去用自己的方式想要知道未来是什么，发生什么事。
We will not use our own ways to try to find out what would happen in our future.
反过来一定会像大卫所说的。
In contrast, we would do what David had done.
我们愿意敬畏神，遵守他的话语。
We are willing to fear God and also obey His commandments.
我们愿意等候神。
We are willing to wait for Him.
我们愿意仰望神的怜悯慈爱。
We are willing to look for His mercy and kindness.
同时，我们愿意求神赦免我们的过犯。
And we are also requesting God to forgive our sins.
那这样子，神的指示一定会来到。
And then we will for sure receive God's direction.
我们一定再一次的经历神的拯救。
And we will for sure experience the salvation of God once again.
这是神他的应许。
This is the promise of God.
这也是才是真正的正路。
This is the true correct way.
所以我们的祷告其实有没有被垂听，就是在检查我们今天跟神的关系到底在什么程度。
So whether our prayers are listened by the Lord is a clear a
我们关系多好，跟神的关系多好。
Is to check how our relationship is with God.
让我们时常都能够来亲近神。
So that we can oftentimes draw near to God.
跟神能够建立这美好的关系。
And establish this good relationship with Him.
一起来唱诗。
To sing it together.
417首。